is no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast
on the left.
Side stories.
Love your glaze.
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories. Yes.
I saw a sad thing when we were at Disneyland like a couple of times ago where a guy went up to a Goofy. You know, this is Goofy. Like, he's just on the street. And he walked up to him. He's like, you guys got a PA? You guys PA? Got a PA for missing kids? It's been like, have you heard an announcement? Like, have you once? Do you feel the Jim Jones, like, lectures just bouncing off the walls with Walt Disney just being like, yeah, well, Mickey cut his penis off, and so hopefully soon will all of our customers. You know, like, I don't know what his long speeches would be, but the honesty and the simplicity of going to Goofy to being like, yeah, you guys, y'all got a PA?
I don't want Goofy to be the one who finds my child, because I have a feeling he's the reason my child is missing.
I know.
If your kid goes missing at Disney World, it's the beginning of a horrible experience for them.
Have you heard the prime directive of Goofy?
No.
Like one of those, because the character actors, they have like a set of like character attributes that they have to show to be in character, what it means to be Goofy.
I know he's one of the most sexualized.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
He flirts, but then he has to show slight remorse. And then show how innocent he is. The whole point is that Goofy's supposed to push the line, but then show how innocent he is. So you go up to, you honk your nana's bing-bongs, right? I mean, use the word again.
Yeah.
You go up there and you honk her, where you give her the honks, right? And then one, you have to go, garsh. And then once you go, garsh, then everyone knows, oh, see, that's Goofy. Up until now, he was Gerard Depardieu.
I didn't know that.
He's Goofy.
Well, I didn't know that. Welcome to Side Stories, everyone. We've learned a lot about the character of Goofy, probably more than I have ever learned, other than, yeah, the Goofy Kin, which we did play on a stream many years ago. By the way, another, just an announcement, the stream is back!
It's back,
so
baby!
So check out the new episode. But yes, Goofy, very sexualized.
Very
oftentimes,
sexualized.
Maybe ladies like his sort of like, did I do that kind of characteristic.
Unfortunately, he's got the body that we all know means he's packing, right? He's lanky. He's got the thin hips.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Long ears. You wouldn't even believe. Do you remember? Who's the guy with the hand in his...
Ross Perot.
Yeah, Ross Perot. Wait, no, he was short. Who's the guy with the permanent grip?
Bob Dole.
Bob Dole.
Yeah.
Technically.
I'm Bob Dole.
Same thing. If you look at him.
Yeah.
He's got that sort of like hanger body.
Sure. Well, technically.
He's got the big shoulders, right? Which is what they say, apparently. You want to create that V. Down to the wang.
Oh, when I think of Bob Dole, I think of that power V.
Well, because also permanently gripped.
Mm.
I feel like because his hand's permanently gripped, his penis must also be half hard as well.
Probably it is.
R.I.P.
Probably is.
And also, Jimmy Carter's not going down without a fucking fight.
Can we not start with Jimmy Carter? 98 years young. I thought he was going to make it to 100. He may be dead by the time this episode comes out in Plains, Iowa. A true legend. Maybe the greatest ex-president of all time. The longest living president. So after him, I think it's going to be our current president.
That's
the longest and oldest living president.
I think so.
I don't freaking know. I thought he was going to run for another term.
Jimmy Carter
at 98. I said, wheel his ass out.
Nothing I like better than somebody who knew when a coin was a different face.
I know.
Nothing I want as a president. When I believe the nickel, I think it had like the guy that invented slave chains was on the nickel. They had something happen, but you know, we're wishing him best. We think he's going to pull through.
I don't think so.
But we have bad news.
Yeah, he's gone.
Do you want to have more bad news? You ready
sure.
for some bad
okay,
news?
What is it?
You ready to go?
Yeah.
Penis length is up.
Well, that's not bad news. That sounds like great news. I'm a lady. Hey, everyone, I'm a lady. These penises have been too small for too long.
No, this is actually, again, bad news. Don't know why. It came out because it's so funny because the reporters that were reporting on this story have to continually remind you as a reader that this is bad news.
Yeah, because how could it be? Penis length is up. This sounds like we have a healthy viral?
Sperm quality is down, which I can tell because honestly, the taste has gone downhill.
I agree.
For the last, like, just my own supply.
Yeah.
It's just getting more and more rancid each week it goes. And I think it's because I've been eating nothing but roots.
It could be that. I also think the aspartame.
It's the aspartame.
Yeah, I prefer cum cold.
Eat clean. Make clean.
Yes. Come The old school way?
Old school
not
way.
Not this cum diet cum that's happening there. Yeah,
dragged out of me by my disgruntled father.
Right? Fantastic.
But no, so yeah, sperm quality is down. All they're saying testosterone levels are declining over the last couple of decades.
They've been saying that, sure.
It's because we can't go to war.
Hold your tongue.
We'll see. But they're saying now that, yes, penis size is up.
Great.
But they said, this again, it increased by 24% over 29 years. Lucky
That's
doctors.
That's fantastic.
Absolutely. But apparently they're saying it's because of environmental pollutants and increasing sedentary lifestyles.
So the less you do, the bigger your dick gets. Isn't this counterintuitive?
I thought the more I stood, gravity would make my penis longer.
Bro, that's what happened to the world. The dude with the world's longest dong used to put weights on it as a child. He can never get hard, but he refuses to get it shortened up.
Hey, man, it's because the deed has been done. The thing you wanted to happen has happened. You wanted it long. You didn't want it hard.
No, and he does walk with kind of a limp because his ding dong is so big. Also, on kind of a side note, but also an educational point, one of the funniest documentaries you will ever see, American Circumcision.
What?
You've got to watch it.
Oh, is it it's one of those where we got to put the foreskins back? Because at the end, that's the first time that we're assaulted is when we get circumcised and we got to restretch it back out.
It's on Hulu, I think. American Circumcision. No. I was laughing, but they take it very, very seriously.
Do you remember we covered that video on the stream, which is true. They sell those kits. They sell the foreskin stretcher kits, which just, again, is this North Korea? We're trying to get information out of me. It's been done.
I don't know.
There's no way back machine to your penis, right? You can't go back in time. I'm not Michael J. Fox.
No,
right?
I've just never been more neutral on a topic that people are in open tears about. I'm just totally neutral, and technically it involves me.
Absolutely. I actually wonder where we're going to start hollowing out these wives. If these penises are going to get bigger, why don't we make the caverns bigger as well?
I don't think that we're making the penises bigger. It sounds like video games, overall sugary diets, laziness,
it's more
lack of testosterone.
Yeah, the penis is not getting bigger. The penis is getting wider.
Yeah,
or it's
stranger.
Getting like, it's just like somehow it's building inertia in a way.
I don't fully understand the 24% gain. It seems quite extensive, to
be
frank.
It seems very, very big.
I also don't
I haven't seen any of that growth.
No.
In this department, I've seen. Maybe it's because I'm so active.
It. That's not our generation.
No.
Our generation, when we were men, the last generation of real men in America.
Also, here's another.
Our penis is very average because of our active lifestyle.
Active lifestyle. That's what it is. I'm too athletic to have a big penis.
Too much testosterone to have a big penis.
Too
ma'am.
Much. Ma'am. You might as well be, because I'm so full of testosterone, my hair is jumping from the top of my head and colonizing the rest of my body.
You are getting so strangely hairy.
Have you seen how my shoulders, like my wing hair, like I feel every tendril of me. Like I feel how long my wing hair is getting pretty crazy. It's like 4 inches out to the side, but I'm not shaving it because this is my fucking... This is money, dog.
There it is.
This is my fucking money, dog. This is my fucking character, dude.
Really, really awesome stuff. Speaking of men, this reminds me of a small situation that happened with me.
What?
So I was flying out for Thursday.
Oh, your arm's
small
tired?
Event. Honk, honk. Wow. Yikes. Wow. That's good. I'm in the airport. And you know I like my little sports. I saw Candace Parker. She's a WNBA player.
Oh, wow.
And then on my plane.
You recognized her.
I did. And she was even wearing a mask. And I said, ooh, I know that's Candace.
Interesting.
And then on my plane, I'm sitting there. Yeah. And, you know, I look over to my left. And who do I see? Odell Beckham. He's a football player.
Oh,
he was. And
good.
A kid took a picture with him and stuff. And we were deplaning.
But you didn't get a picture.
No, because that would have been very creepy. Can I have a picture with you? No.
I feel like that's the nicest way you can do it. Can't you with other footballers? Or the athlete men and athlete women, don't they like being taken pictures with the big one?
Why not? Not with me. No, because it's not fun. But Brandon Marshall is regarding me now because he records right by us when we do Sirius.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got regarded by Brandon Marshall. For those that don't listen, he was a wide receiver. And his penis, very small, high testosterone, high workout level.
We should ask him. We should really ask him. Next time you see him in the hallway, you can be like, do you think that your dick would be bigger if you were worse at football? And I think that he'll really love that.
Oh, he's going to love it. But anyway, we were deplaning and I was walking behind Odell Beckham and I got to see the way that women look at him. A woman literally bit her lip. She was like, he did that thing.
Yeah, he's hot.
Yeah, and it was like that meme, but it was all women looking, and they were breaking their necks
women
to go look at him.
Juices.
And I never realized that
women
men got
juices.
Looked. I know that. But
he's very handsome.
He's very handsome.
Oh, yeah, of course. It's not even just like, again, it's not like he's Bam Bam Bigelow.
No,
I don't think
I know.
That's the, I don't know if necessarily like that guy is going to get all the like, ooh, who's that?
Yeah.
Ooh, who's that? He will, because so Odell Beckham Jr., very handsome.
I caught a little bit of that drift though. I was like, ooh, because they were looking at him like, ooh, what a sex bot. And I was like, maybe they're looking at me. But I know they weren't.
No, of course not. No.
Because every time I made eye contact with him, then their faces changed.
They look down. Well, yeah, because you look like the man who's been following Odell Beckham for months. You've been following him from place to place to place to place.
Really appreciated a lot of your play. I thought the teams you were on could have treated you better, sir.
Also, here's another breaking news. Breaking news. Be careful, right? Out there, if you're in the Santa Cruz Wharf area, number one, put the drugs down. Stop bringing heroin into our children's schools.
Buddy, heroin is not even our biggest fear anymore. It's trank dope. It's the zombie drug.
I know. But rule number two, this is the thing number two, got to be careful. There is a man right now, currently, this is on the news. He's dressed in a Cookie Monster costume.
No,
this is true.
No.
He's walking up and down the Santa Cruz Wharf, and the police are warning residents of Santa Cruz, do not engage Cookie Monster.
Do not engage Cookie Monster. Never engage any Sesame Street character when they're off set.
No.
They are horrible. They're notorious.
Their jobs are to teach you letters. It's not their whole fucking life.
That's right. And also, they're celebrities, and we have to remember that. Look at them like, oh,
They might just be felt, but guess what's inside of that felt? A human hand.
Full of disgusting odor and strange sediments as well.
But
it reminds me of Midtown Manhattan. Oh. Every week or month or day.
Do you remember
day,
the Zionist Elmo?
There was a Zionist Elmo.
He was very intense, very controversial. People, yeah. He gave a lot of different pamphlets about his various belief systems. I love a wet Dora.
Yes,
you ever been down there and you touch the back of a Dora and it's soaking wet? You just feel the rippling muscles of an older man inside the Dora costume.
Fantastic.
And you're like, I don't want to go explore them with you because I'm gonna get gaped.
Well, there were a lot of fights, and Mickey, he was very aggressive, and Minnie, yes, she was a man in costume.
Yeah, they're capitalists.
But there you go. And they did have fun, but be careful when approaching all human stuffed animals.
They're saying apparently there's a man using a Cookie Monster costume. All right. They said don't engage him. I just have never seen that. I guess that's what it
was. Don't engage him.
Is that when I saw the article title that was like, do not engage Cookie Monster, I was like, this is incredible. But they're saying apparently he's getting a bit aggressive, and that a lot of his families are going down there. According to Scotty, who is a Santa Cruz Wharf visitor, he said, it's not a Cookie Monster, it's a creepy monster.
Ah, boom.
And he said, we saw him at the beginning of the wharf. At first glance, it just seemed like, oh, this would be fun to do a selfie with this Cookie Monster. But we were away from him. And then when we got to the back of the wharf by the deadlines, and that's when we saw him coming out, and he was making a commotion and getting into people's faces.
looking
for cookies. And really think that it's also an imperative, is that if you are out there and you see a Cookie Monster, you better keep some cookies.
Well, you better keep some cookies. And of course, it's a plight that you can never imagine, the sins of his past that would require him to need cookies but not have a throat.
I wonder,
saddest thing?
He just chews it out and spits it out.
It's horrible what they do. Anyway, also just lastly here on the update, be careful because they're cutting heroin with fentanyl.
Oh.
So maybe that's what Cookie Monster actually wants. Maybe he's more of a fentanyl fiend.
Ooh, fentanyl fiend.
Yes.
F for fentanyl. That's cute. Yes. That's fun to do. But yeah, don't touch the Cookie Monster.
Don't ever touch
them. Especially any place below the clavicle.
Don't touch any one of those very interesting people unless they're doing something fun. And then you can give them a dollar.
Yeah, sure. Then
$5.
Give him a dollar. Pay him for his labor, please.
Live from your grave.
By the end of the day, the last decision we want to worry about is what's for dinner. My main question is, where's my children and wife? Why is this house burning to the ground? See, this is where Home Chef comes in, especially during these trying times. Say goodbye to meal planning, recipe-induced stress, and last-minute grocery store runs, and let Home Chef bring simple, delicious home-cooked meals right to your door. Home Chef makes your nightly routine easier and more exciting with a wide selection of delicious meals that arrive at your doorstep in the form of fresh, perfectly pre-portioned ingredients and an easy-to-follow recipe card. You can do it missing your head. You can make these meals. You don't have time to cook? You gotta finish shredding all the files at your white-collar job? Have a hot, delicious meal on the table and a snack with quick decisions like their 15-minute recipes. For a limited time only, go to homechef.com/left. for 75% off your first box. Again, go to homechef.com/LEFT for 75% off. I got a good ghost story.
Ooh, let's do a ghost story.
No, this is not new.
Ghosts. No, they're not.
I'm...
Ghosts are one of the older phenomena.
It's the story itself. It's ghosts and sex workers. Mm. Those were first. Those are the first things.
First jobs.
Ever, right? But then we have, all right, we've got a bit of a story here. Again, this takes place in San Francisco.
Wow. You better put a flower in your hair and probably a gun. Probably bring a gun.
Then cover them shoes.
Yeah.
And because of the piles of human shit. Now, this is the story of a venue. It was called the venue. It's called the Chapel. And apparently they've been dealing with a ghost phenomena at the chapel. And a lot of people have said that they believe that this venue is haunted by Lizzie Goo.
Very cool. I mean, I love those old haunted stories. One of my favorite memories, as always, is still the Pabst Theater, where the janitor, I think, told us, oh, yes, if you look up after midnight, you can still see the boy walking across to and fro. And if you're going to haunt any place, oh, a theater is a great place to do it.
I guess so. There's some bad shows that rolls through. Why don't let me just go be me for a second.
Yeah, sure.
I've never seen a sighting of a ghost with big, amazing jugs.
Well,
like a beautiful, like hot.
I don't think that the jug makes it to the afterlife. I think that it's more of a bone type structure.
No, we see pictures. I'm about to show you some really good footage of a little girl. But my question is, why do we never see? I guess there's the Phantom Boys. We know that they show their butts to people and get them into trouble via ghost crimes. That is
interesting.
But I've never heard of
cover up that crime.
I'm trying to look at this. Ghosts with big boobies.
I'm sure you can find the biggest, but usually they're wearing gowns or something like
something
that.
Something form-fitting. Yes. There's the Malaysian breast ghost.
Okay, well, let's see that one.
This is here. It's called, it's the Hantu Tetek.
Oh, mama.
Which is a, I definitely nailed it.
Yes. Well, I don't see any images of the boobs.
This is the story. A young boy is out alone at night. Never a good idea. So you must assume he's had an adequate dose of ghost stories in his young life. A woman with absolutely enormous breasts spouting from her back approaches him.
Oh, mama.
And he stares in silent, prepubescent awe. She gets closer, smiling. And then her back breasts mysteriously expand, smothering the shock boy.
Whoa.
Ooh, lucky boy.
Death by back
boobie. Never seen again. I want to see if there's any pictures of this Hantu Tetek.
That's real interesting. So you did get your dream.
Look at them big old back titties.
Yes, but they're on the back.
Looking like me from college.
Yes, but it's unique. They're not in the front because that's a little different.
Wow. That's
kind of a different approach to them there.
You'd just be amazed what you just said. You cast out your line, you'd be surprised what kind of fish you're pulling.
The internet's going to bring us all together. It's going to make everyone smarter. Hey, man, do ghosts have big boobs? Let's search it.
Boom. Done.
Done and
but
done.
This isn't a one about big boobs.
Great.
Right? Now this
because, yes, you have been obsessed with that yourself.
What?
You have been the only one talking about ghosts with big boobs.
I mean, again, it's content.
Yes.
And so this story is about a little girl.
Okay.
And so they say that when they go and they close the chapel at night, they hear the titterings of a little girl.
Oh, you've been around a lot of little girls. I'm actually happy you can't mimic what they sound like. Nope, still wrong. God, this reminds me. I just read a story about a weird-ass dude who was arrested for licking kids' toes at the park. Anyway, that's gross.
What?
It's a true crime. It was in People, dude. Oh. Technically, we could cover it. It's a crime story.
You see,
I just didn't want to talk about it.
The youth pastor that was with his girlfriend until she was 14, and then he waited till she was 18, and they celebrated her 18th birthday with an engagement. He says, I could finally get married to my best friend.
That's disgusting. Yeah. Okay, moving on to the ghosts. I don't want to cover this.
Little girls that aren't alive to be molested. They are too dead. Now, this takes place at the chapel. Good. Now, the chapel, again, they're closing at night, and they hear the titterings, and they hear things moving around. A long time, they've been saying that they believe there was a ghost of a little girl, and they could not obviously prove it. It's difficult to find, but there's some footage.
Okay, let's see it.
I'm going to show you this visual footage that the audience will not see until we place this somewhere in a visual medium, and it will either be on Patreon or somewhere else.
Yeah, I mean, we could technically play it on the stream.
I could do whatever I want. Yeah. I could do whatever the fuck crosses my mind.
Yeah, kind of.
Just take a look at this footage. Right. Now, you'll be surprised. Now, what we have here at first.
Okay, so it is play a this. Closed chapel.
This is the closed. This is called, it's just called The Chapel. It's not a chapel.
It's a bar called The Chapel.
It's a music venue.
Oh, it's a music venue.
Now, if you see this, what we see here is a young, not guilty janitor.
Yeah, that's just a janitor doing what janitors do. He's
being
locking
clean
up
as hell, on camera, really good. He hasn't touched anybody. He hasn't.
Oh my goodness.
See that little girl jump out and touch the door?
I think that was a little girl.
That wasn't there. That was only on footage. Let's watch it again. Look at this. Here he is. He's at the door, not molesting anybody. Good, innocent janitor. All of a sudden, see that?
Yeah, but that looks like a girl to me.
That little girl wasn't in the room when the footage was taken. Now, this is now the reason why this story got rebumped was because this story came from several years ago. But there was a recent article that came out with various employees, all like about a dozen people.
I didn't like that she was so fast.
Yes.
I want slow moving ghosts.
But they said straight up that this is not a hoax, is that they went and all went back to the manager and he showed him. And again, who can you believe? Other than a restaurant manager.
Well, not even because just a restaurant manager, a rock venue manager.
Oh, yes.
They never lie.
They never lie. No. Well, at least they never lie about the security cam footage because police have warned them in the past.
Maybe.
And that maybe now what they will lie about is how close they are with the guy from Sugar Ray.
Absolutely.
They will lie about connections to Guy Fieri's various Italian restaurants.
Guy Fieri's, absolutely.
Yes, but they won't lie about seeing this ghost because, again, the entire
reputation.
Is it going to
help the venue?
I'm hard up, ready to go. I mean, opposite because it's a little girl.
Right.
So I'm soft as hell, hoping that a little girl will titter its way across me.
Well, that's a great cover. I think that people were assuming you were discussing because it was Paranormal Activity. Mm. We do live side story shows. If that venue is within our parameters, maybe we could perform there.
We need a minimum 6,000 seater. I need fresh soba noodles.
Ooh.
And I'm going to need that little ghost girl to be able to be purchased by the venue. Unfortunately, and it's going to be difficult because I'm going to bring my little trap that Dan Aykroyd gave me.
Oh, wow. Well, that's still illegal. You cannot kidnap those ghosts. And I do think the Ghostbusters need to be held accountable for how aggressive they detain those ghosts. And then they would just kill them in that damn fire pit.
Woke mob culture.
Yes, indeed.
This is the wolf mob culture.
Oh, now you're getting it. Well, this is an interesting toss-up question I have for you.
Ooh.
This story is boring. And I almost think, I don't know if it's for Top Head or if it's for this, but I just want a toss-up question.
Oh, yeah, flop them up.
There's a proposed bill in Florida. It would ban dogs from sticking their heads out a car window. Now, what do you think about this?
I am very
conflicted about this because I think there's nothing more joyous than when you're driving and you see a little dog with their head out the window and the joy and the smile on their face. However, we've all seen Hereditary.
It does happen.
I don't want to see that dog completely beheaded by a random truck. But
no,
I don't know.
I definitely don't want to see it during the impact. That would make me very
upset. The dogs are having so much fun with their heads out the window.
Now, of course. Well, I did a little bit of research on this topic. Because it's number one. What's interesting is that obviously Florida and Texas, most free states in the union, but with the most rules.
Yeah, exactly.
It seems they have a lot more laws than the rest of our country.
It's like they mandate fun.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. I don't know why. But you know that it's, you know what's legal, though, in Florida? To eat the dog. Eating dog is legal in 44 states.
Is that right?
Yes. You can, so you are then not allowed in Florida to let your dog enjoy sunshine, but you are allowed to garrote your dog, cut it open.
Wow.
And make it food. Literally smash its bones and eat it.
Well, that is very interesting. So, again, you never know what's going to happen in Florida. This is Bill SB 932. It covers animal welfare. And the interesting thing is, so it says it prohibits cat decline, but then it also says it's going to prohibit rabbit sales before Easter. And I don't know who's writing this bill. I understand the cat decline thing. It's supposed to be very bad for cats. Sure.
Well, sure, yeah.
But rabbit sales before Easter. What are we doing here?
I just don't understand. Because, again, taking the claws out of a cat, that's sad to do. But this is just a dog enjoying itself. I do sometimes get nervous if it's a small dog. Because then I'm afraid a dog's going to jump out because small dogs, I have a small dog. Obviously, Wendy, you understand with Jerry, too. No.
Oh, he'll jump out that window. I lock it. I got to put child locks on with Jer Bear.
Jerry would steal your car.
I know.
If he could.
Such a cutie pie.
He would try. He would do anything to leave. And all he'd do is love the animal.
And then Puffin would be on the bed. You want me to go fast? You want me to go slow? He's a key. Okay. So also, interestingly enough, this bill would crack down on sales of animals, and they would ban people from buying animals who have been convicted of sexual offenses with animals.
What? Wait a second. Is that real? Is that real?
There's so many things going on in Florida, but yes.
They really made a bill that they said it's not
the bill,
really.
The bill would create a registry for known animal abusers.
What?
Cracks down on the sales of animals to them and allows the state to ban people convicted of sexual offenses with animals from owning a pet during their probation.
Oh, okay. All right. No, I thought that actually makes sense. I thought you were saying that it was to prosecute dogs that have done sexual assault on other dogs. And then we're talking dog lawyers. We're talking who's getting the evidence. If we can't get human rape kits done, how are we going to do it with all these fucking dogs?
Buddy,
are you just going to have another dog come in and like lick the asshole of the other fucking dog? I don't fucking know.
It's a true kangaroo court. So anyway.
No, it would have to be. It's by their peers. So they're pups.
I know.
So it would have to be an all dog court. And then it turns out then it would have to change from all dogs go to heaven to all dogs go to court.
Yep. So basically the pushback is it's dangerous. And then other people say dogs like to smell the outside. So it's between the dog indoors and the dog outdoors people there in Florida. And I am again just happy they're taking on the serious subjects that are impacting the lives of millions of Floridians and their dogs.
They really have to, they have to be careful, but they should be looking at it as their skies. Did you see that there was a fucking 1,000-pound meteor that landed in Texas?
Dude, that was crazy.
They heard an explosion, especially with so much shit that's going on right now. All of the stuff's flying around in the skies and we're all like hyper paranoid. And then you just got to remember, sometimes that shit could still just fall down, blow up your little town, blow up your car. There's stories of meteorites hitting this country. Like, it happens all year.
It happens all the time.
It happens like 5 or 6 times a year.
Absolutely.
They talk about little micro ones, literally going through houses, going through people's doors and shit, going through people's their cars. Like, it's weird. If you're ever never afraid, if you ever for a second feel a sense of like ease or peace, just know that no matter what you do, there could be a fucking, there's a little globule of cancer just growing. Just know that no matter if you ever feel like if you're looking up at the sky, you look at the cloud, that cloud could be a living being from an intelligence I don't understand. And maybe we're blowing up a bunch of its brothers. Maybe that thing's going to shit on me.
Live every day like it's your last. Live every day like it's your last.
Know for a fact it's your last fucking day.
Well, that could involve a horrific event.
And now that balloon company is trying to fucking talk about stolen valor.
I was just going to bring that up.
Oh, it seems that they have blown up one of our balloons. I'm not even going to fucking give them that second of the day of the bump.
Well,
I'm not going to give them the side stories bump.
That is a hobby club that they say, their balloon is missing in action.
They might have blown down one of our balloons. Obviously, it might be. I don't know. But NORAD did a press conference where they did say, this is following up a little bit on the objects shot out of the sky story that we covered last week, which we have the whole country is obviously is obsessed with. But
not anymore.
Because there was
a balloon story that landed on Saturday, and then no one cared.
Yeah, it was already done. But the objects, the NORAD went and clarified that whatever we shot out of the sky, I know I said last time, yes, I know I said, I know a balloon is an object, but they said that they don't believe that these objects were balloons. They think that maybe one thing they were like, I might have had a balloon inside of it. That was literally what he said to make it stay up in the sky. But they said that they felt that it was way more solid than a balloon, whatever the fuck it was that we blowed up. And then guess what?
What?
Then Biden, he fucking got out of his coffin enough to get in front of the fucking the fucking microphone so that he could say the exact thing I said. And he said it's probably private tech, which is, again, who's on whose side?
Exactly. Well, you're not making any of the claims that you work for the United States intelligence community any less valid. So there was a club, the Northern...
Do you not think I would, if I work for the CIA...
I know about it.
I feel like, I mean, we already saw, you're the PSYOP. We talked about this last week, but you're on microphone right now.
No, I'm not a PSYOP. This is the Northern Illinois Bottle Cap Balloon Brigade, or NIB. And they said they're not pointing fingers just yet.
Oh, yeah.
But
I bet.
Their balloon was shot down and missing in action.
Yeah, it's a fucking bottle cap balloon.
It is full of children.
It's hobby balloons? What are hobby
balloons?
It's
hobby clubs. It's a bunch of kids. It's a middle school class. They learned how to use scientific balloons. It's the Pico balloon.
They're just blaming the kids. They're just going to use it. This is another way to blame the children, isn't
it?
Here's what you're saying, that we had to scramble and spend $500,000 of U.S. taxpayer money.
Yeah.
Because some child made a balloon. I say now we should make balloons illegal. Well, I've never liked balloons.
There are some
people
who like to do that.
And I'm going
to go
on record here even saying that. I don't like balloons. I don't like the Macy's Day Parade. I think it's stupid. Sorry, Jackie.
No, the Macy's Day Parade is very fun.
It's a waste of time.
No, it just gives an excuse for people like Jackie to wake up and get drunk and watch a parade.
Where's this air coming from?
You can't ban
parades.
We're
using all of these balloons. We're filling up with our precious fucking air. I thought the environment was going south, and we're going to take clean air. We're going to give it to these fucking balloons.
That's a really smart decision.
And now we're everywhere. It's just like, oh, wow. Oh, we're supposed to be. Are we supposed to be scared of these minions? Am I supposed to be scared of Peppermint Patty and that she's four stories tall?
All right. I will agree with you only on this. I don't like the IP that has infiltrated the Macy's Day Parade. Before Snoopy. I mean, yes, he's IP, but he's Snoopy, right?
He's Snoopy. He belongs to us.
Other shit would happen. And then you just sometimes have a big, fat, ugly guy.
I miss like, big, ugly guy.
Whatever.
Yeah.
But now it's all branded content.
But I've never liked balloons. They go up in the sky. They just turn into litter that confuse the birds. They're not fucking these balloons.
All you do is look to the sky to try to see balloons.
No, I looked at the
weather
sky
balloons,
to try to
UFOs.
See any validation for my existence.
So you're just like somehow blaming balloons for them not finding UFOs or aliens, and now you're upset,
no,
and
I'm
now
just
balloons
saying,
are more...
You know how every single time that somebody like gets canceled, there's a whole contingent of people who make sure that everybody knows, like, well, I never liked them anyway.
Sure.
This is me doing this with balloons.
With balloons.
Because now we're talking about balloons, and I've never cared for them. I've always felt that they were a waste. I prefer, even though flowers are also technically a waste because you're giving death to someone, I prefer that over a balloon any day of the week. Even a teddy bear, which will
show
sit
up
at the bottom of a landfill until the end of time.
No, it won't. That will dissolve. But even, I do understand, yes, if you're a married 45-year-old adult, bringing your wife just a bunch of balloons,
What am I, Pennywise?
Yes.
Yeah, I did this last time.
I do think that flowers
Who's bringing
be
balloons
better.
Everywhere? Birthday balloons are stupid. And they're a waste of money. A waste of aluminum.
They are. Get her a new car.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to be so divisive today.
You really are being divisive.
I didn't take my big shit. It's like every morning.
Is that a new coffee drink?
No,
the big shit.
No, that's not going to be our new coffee brand that we are going to be introducing soon for under Spring Heel Jack Coffee. You got to taste it. It is not called Shit Fuel, not yet.
Not yet.
Because again, FDA gets real mad about like labeling stuff. Like we'll make you shit till you pass out.
But everyone understands that's just in the name coffee.
Yeah,
why people do it. We know.
If it didn't make me shit, I wouldn't be drinking it.
I know. That's the whole
point. Except for today, because I missed my colon blow.
Oh.
Because I had a protein bar instead in the morning. And it isn't good, dude.
Yeah, I'm trying to get healthier this year, but let's just say I took a 4-day weekend of not doing that.
So you haven't yet intended. You have not begun. But you will get there. Look at you.
You
know what's nice about us? And all the people who could look at us and you see us on the Patreon, you know what's nice about us and reflect that on yourselves? We are called the epitome of human potential, which means there's nothing but potential to fix our problems. And you look at these, it's been like, we need to fix everything. But you know what's nice about that? Because it's on the horizon, it means we have a future. And we don't get all, because if we were perfect, there'd be nothing to fix.
Absolutely. That's a great point.
Live from your grave.
This time of year, everyone's talking about making big changes, but sometimes the smallest changes to your routine can make the biggest impact, and you don't have to break the bank to make a big deal purchase. Even the smallest things can be a part of a big change if it's something you use every day, like Raycons. Whether you're looking for a pair of everyday earbuds, low latency gaming headphones, or a speaker with a battery that will last all night at your next party, Raycons got you covered. They offer buy now, pay later options, and every purchase has an easy and free return guarantee. I love Raycons when we travel for live shows. Helps me listen to my favorite tunes and pass the time on those long, long flights. Ready to buy something small with a big impact? Go to buyraycon.com/last today to get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/last
to score 15% off. BuyRaycon.com/last.
All right. Well, also just in a true crime story, there was an Alaskan teen. He killed his best friend after a man online offered him $9 million for a video of him murdering somebody.
Oh, this is an old story.
It was a catfish. Well, this is from February 17th, 2023.
Yeah, is this a furthering of the story? But yes, it is very interesting what you can tell an Alaskan teen about like what you have access to.
The murder,
$9 million is a lot to have liquid.
Yep.
It's actually a lot for a murder.
Well, it is quite a bit of money. None of it was real, but the murder did happen. This did take place in 2019, and the person is now facing 30 to 99 years in prison.
So he's got sentenced. Yeah, he's got sentenced.
Yes, indeed. So there's a little update on that.
But that's kind of crazy. The idea of someone offering you $9 million, even I would just say that's too much money. Truly, good, straight up, if you're looking to negotiate and you want to know this, 60 grand. 60 grand's a good base. If you're trying to negotiate it depends on who it is. If it's a baby and you got to get past all the squeamish stuff, you might want to kick it up to 75.
Wow. So he says he was talking to a guy named Tyler who apparently didn't exist. He says he was a multimillionaire from Kansas.
No way.
Yeah.
This random Alaskan teen was chosen by because he wanted his snuff film.
Yeah,
I remember this story. Yeah, he wanted a snuff film. Again, it's in Kansas. There's plenty of people making snuff films in Kansas. You guys know.
Absolutely. So, yeah, they went on a little trip. They went on a hike, and then she died. She ended up in the goddamn river. I don't even know if he filmed the fucking thing.
No, it sounds like he was really bad at it. And again, and you got to do your due diligence. Check your hitman's LinkedIn. Be like, do you have filming experience? Because I think that's also really, you would assume that everyone has a smartphone. This should be easy. But actually, you'd be surprised how many details one could miss on a smartphone, which is also why so many people say, like, oh, why haven't we, Henry, if UFOs are real, why haven't we seen good footage of them?
That's a fine question.
No, it's a, you're right. Fine as in mediocre. As in barely cutting the mustard. Yeah, sure. Because, yes.
Who cuts mustard?
I don't know. Psychopaths. It's like, I don't know who doesn't. But this idea that, it would be difficult. You see people do footage from concerts, and that's real phenomena happening directly in front of them. That is not mostly non-corporeal.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very difficult to get good concert footage. What do you make you think you're gonna be the one to catch a fucking UAP on there?
How you shoehorn that into this story. Also, it was a 22-year-old woman that has pled guilty now to murdering her 19-year-old best friend when she was also 19. So it's a gal-on-gal situation.
Hey, man, whatever it takes to fucking, man, get people motivated, man.
Anyway, so don't, there's no money. Just stop killing people because someone on the internet from Kansas told you to.
You really shouldn't. You really shouldn't. And again, let it be someone you know.
I agree with that. All right. Well, we have a bunch of stuff that's absolutely horrendous.
Yeah, most of these stories are really very sad.
There was a Texas third grader that found a gun in the bathroom because the superintendent left it in there when he sat down to take a shit.
Oh, yeah. Really?
They were just like, I got to unload my gun because, you know, they're like the new cops.
Yeah. And there was the six-year-old that shot the teacher. And then turns out he had choked another teacher. That's not good.
That's not good. So I think it's just time for Hero of the Week.
Yeah. We could use one.
Yeah, and the funniest thing is, there's really nothing this week. No one has done anything remotely close to heroically.
The brutal state. The brutal state of Hero of the Week.
Yeah, they found a
side story.
They found a dildo from the old ancient times.
And it's a big one. Everyone saw how big it is. You know who I'd give the Hero of the Week to is maybe that ghost girl.
The ghost girl, yeah, but we already covered.
She's doing her best for representation.
Michael Jordan gave $10 million to Make-A-Wish.
He has to. He literally has to. It's part of his. I'm helping you do this.
No, I'm searching all my good news sites, and an army of 10,000 women saved India's rarest stork. And look at, they got a bunch of models of the stork on their head there.
That's cool.
So that's nice that they saved the stork. That's heroic.
Yep, that's good. Did you see the baby that was stuck in the rubble?
Yeah, that's not a hero though. It's a baby stuck in rubble. So that's not even close to it.
A baby could be a hero.
Yeah.
What if it turns out it's unbreakable? But you know who wasn't? Bruce Willis.
No, he wasn't.
Another piece of sad news.
So sad.
But everyone kept saying that he was an asshole. And now we realize, half of it was that he had dementia.
Yeah, I don't think he was being an asshole.
I I had heard tell that he was a difficult man.
They do say that that happens with dementia. Sometimes you can be a little, gets you a little rude.
You know what I realized? That when we have dementia, it's just going to be me going, I want to be on you. Like, it's just going to be me That's saying scary. Anchorman quotes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, as soon as we have dementia, it's literally just going to be like, oh, new print, little, yellow,
yeah.
different. It's just going to be every catchphrase we've ever learned from every movie that we were ever obsessed with. We're never going to.
Do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
It's all.
Yes, it will be a lot of that.
As soon as we have dementia, no one will know. It's just going to be like, oh, Henry's so funny. Oh, he's being a funny guy. Yeah. Or meanwhile, like, I'm lost and afraid.
Well, I did watch
I'm
a video.
I'm scared and I'm mad.
I did watch a video of a woman who has her father who has dementia wanting to walk him. She wanted him to walk her down the aisle.
That's really
her father,
sweet.
But then he forgot who she was. But then she let him start painting. And then he remembered who she was long enough to walk him down
ceremony.
The aisle. It was sad. Also, there is going to be a Hero of the Week. It's a 9-year-old. Her name is Bobby Wilson. She was in Hoboken. And she signed up for a campaign to eradicate the spotted lanternfly.
Oh, yeah, the spotted lanternfly. You're supposed to kill them on sight.
They're bad. And so she found a way to kill all of them.
What?
Yale decided to highlight the citizen scientist as she donated her collection of 27 lanternflies to the Peabody Museum of Natural History.
Well, she just has a bunch of lanternflies like in little cages and she's experimenting on them and doing, just trying to figure out how to kill them en masse. And,
it's in like a little glass thing.
Plan to genocide the lanternflies?
She's a donor scientist. The invasive spotted lanternfly can cause huge damage. Let's see here. How does she act? Wilson is joining in New Jersey's Stomp It Out campaign, which is exactly like...
Yeah, you're supposed to stop and you're literally, if you see one, you're supposed to stop and stamp it. And then I do believe if you can show evidence, you get money.
That's just like when we interviewed our boy from one of our favorite movies that I'm completely blanking on right now.
Oh, you're talking about Casper Van Dien.
Yeah, bro. And that movie.
Whoa, we're going to make all the fucking...
What's
Starship
the name of the
Troopers?
Starship Troopers.
We're going to make the bugs mad.
It literally is the New Jersey Stomp It Out campaign. That's exactly what they did there.
But how does she plan to kill them all at once in one go?
Oh, God. Okay, so the campaign recommends three things. Killing any individual seen on one's property, scraping off the egg masses, which are grayish slimes that contain...
Cool. Slime Watch.
Slime Watch, yep. And it's 30 to 50 eggs, each little slimy thing.
Okay, cool.
And then that's going to cut down 90%. Oh, they're also, wow. Okay.
So you're just saying kill the bugs that you see. It's not a plan. I mean, that was the plan.
Yeah. And
I thought she had another thing.
They're also going to cut down 90% of the trees, also known as trees of heaven.
What?
Because apparently they're home to the invasive species.
So we're going to cut the trees down.
So New Jersey says...
So that's how we fix it. So we're going to make Jersey worse.
Yeah. So they say New Jersey believes that if 90% of the trees are cleared, the remaining 10% can be used as trap trees.
What? And they're trees.
The tree
they're
of heaven.
They're not just traps. They're trees.
Is a critical symbiotic species for the lanternflies, and they'll inevitably be drawn there, and
so
then they'll poison them.
We have to kill all the trees and then poison all the bugs.
I don't know why this is a story.
I don't know. It doesn't seem like a fabulous
idea.
Well,
it's because Bobby Wilson.
She did it. She was like, kill the trees.
She whipped up some homemade non-toxic spotted lanternfly poison out of vinegar.
Oh, so she made the new Zyklon B
she's a hero.
For the lanternflies.
Buddy, we're going to war. These are our heroes now, okay? Bobby Wilson, 9 years old, Hoboken, your hero of the week.
I'm not calling her a eugenicist. You got to keep your head on a swivel.
So
I will say, if you
like they're getting rid of a lot of trees.
They're getting rid of a lot of trees. I don't know.
It's a
destructive bug. I know it is.
It's like the most Jersey way to, we'll take down 90% of the trees. We'll make a tree trap.
The thing, right, is the main thing with these bugs that they hate is open sky.
Yeah.
So what we thought about doing was setting fire to a bunch of trash, right? Create a cloud cover so that the lanterns start choking and they die. And
it's really a smart way to handle it.
I want her to be happy.
She is happy. She's smiling in this picture, surrounded by these dead bugs. And
again, they are bad. But honestly, if you're in the New York area right now, this would be a fantastic way to have a good time. Get fucking hammered. Yep. Go on a drug hunt. Go on a bug hunt.
Go on a bug hunt and start.
Drug hunt.
You definitely want to take drugs.
Take drugs. And yeah, get fucked up. Go out there. Fucking, this is lanternfly season, baby.
I think you can actually just start cutting down trees.
I get it. Just start cutting down trees, guys. And we always are locked in with the best advice here at Side Stories.
Yeah. I mean, technically, you'd be a hero. So they're cutting down the trees and they're stomping on egg bugs.
Hey, that sounds like fun.
That's a great way for Jersey to handle it. But I don't know what else to do. The bugs are also in Virginia, Pennsylvania, New York, Massachusetts, as well, of course, as New Jersey.
And this is why they get so mad when you bring something like a bat and orange on the way from Australia over to here.
Well, this came in 2014 from China.
Sound good. Okay. Here we go. Here's some listener emails. I wasn't sure if you'd heard about the UFOs being shot down recently.
Yeah. What do you mean? Yes.
I wish we were all pure. but this happened about 2 weeks before. Now, my husband and I live in South Texas, about 45 minutes from the Mexican border.
Oh.
All right. So Border Patrol is pretty prevalent here. All right. We own a few acres and we go out there sometimes just to reflect and get away.
Mm-hmm. And you think that this is how this person sounds? What if he's Swedish?
Well, I wasn't feeling great.
Mm-hmm.
So my husband went out to get food. And in our town, everything is made to order.
Oh, you sound like a beautiful woman.
So he went to our acres while we waited for food, because he wanted to get up there at acres. And I just said, oh, my husband, he's so wild. I like to be near him. I like to see, he's been sitting down a lot. I bet his dick's getting bigger.
Yeah,
I make sure he sits for a solid 2 hours a day.
Right? Had a little Mountain Dew to his diet. That ding dong will grow.
Well, now he had our dog Stanley with him, and Stanley started freaking out and crying, looking up at the sky. Now, when my husband looked up, he saw these lights in the sky. Right. And he said he got this overwhelming feeling of weightlessness.
Oh.
But also terror.
Oh.
We joke now that they look like a string of anal beads just to make us feel better about the situation, but still.
I do like that.
Now, about 5 minutes later, the lights began to move. They had been stagnant the entire time. I'm probably 10 Border Patrol agents zoomed toward the direction of the lights, going about 90 miles per hour in a 35 zone. Lights and sirens on.
Wow.
Right. Now, well, it could have been a coincidence. It felt strange. And my husband was texting me the entire time in fear, which scared me since he's 6 foot and 250 bodybuilder type that was also a paramedic.
Ooh.
Unafraid of everything.
Yes.
Never indeed. Afraid ever, not even once.
Wow.
Right? Now, when he came home, he was whiter than me. He's Mexican. And it looked like he had been crying. Now, I knew he was afraid, and I went outside to check on what the fuck was going on. And our dog was still crying at the sky, and two jets began touring towards the light's direction as well, flying pretty low, too.
Weird.
Right? Oh, no, I was concerned about my husband. But I didn't think much more about it, right, till we went to bed. We both woke up around 1. Our dog had run away off the bed. And we were both paralyzed as we thought we saw a figure in the corner of our room.
Hmm.
About half as tall as our room and so thin.
Hmm.
It wasn't human. We had both insane dreams and woke up with pains.
Forrest Gump. You turned into Forrest Gump, just so you know.
We both had insane dreams.
Yeah.
And woke up with pains in our left arms where you would.
This is the most important part of the story.
And woke up with pains in our left arms, where you would usually get blood taken. We still have bruises that seem permanent now. We own a coffee shop, and that next day we had to shut down due to crazy technological malfunctions. We worked in for hours for getting them working properly again. The news explained that strange lights had been seen all over Texas, but assured us it was satellite.
Wow. All right. Well, thank you so much for that fantastic email. We've got satellites or UFOs.
UFOs.
We've got ghosts.
It's really happening. Also,
it's all happening.
Just so you know, it's also, I got one that's actually more concerning, which was about strange rain seen near East Palestine, Ohio.
Oh, buddy, that's real
sad. This shit's real weird. I encountered an odd weather event this Friday afternoon on my commute home from work. At 5 p.m. on Friday, February 17th, while driving north on the New York State Thruway between exits 18 and 19, love that spot.
Mm-hmm,
the
beautiful.
Sky abruptly darkened as it would during a thunderstorm. It subsequently opened up and started to rain BB-shaped debris that melted into tiny white streaks as it hit my windshield. Now, I know you're probably saying, hail. No, this wasn't hail. More on that in the moment. The weather event continued for about 15 minutes, stopping not long after I pulled into my driveway. During this time, I watched more debris fall from the sky, and it melted into little white puddles on the asphalt of my driveway. Then suddenly they stopped as quickly as it started, with zero trace that it ever happened. Not a stain, not even the slightest trace of moisture, complete evaporation. At least hail or rain leaves some evidence that they were there. It was gone. Everything went blip, blip, blip.
And then don't worry. Right up. The official response is everything's fine. Everything's go back to your fine. Home. Everything is fine.
I want to see the mayor drink the water seriously. From the tap. Oh. On the news. I want him to go up. I want him to drink a big glass of the swill. I mean, 20 years from now.
No, literally. Did you? Oh, anyway, that story is horrible. And it's all because they didn't want to spend a little bit of fucking money on proper bricks.
And again, it's about taking care of the people that work on extremely important parts of
they
our country.
They just lost another union battle. Anyway. Oh, my. That's the saddest story yet.
This is just. We'll get back to. Don't worry. We got plenty of goofs. This
whole series, kind of goofy
too. There's some goofy stuff in there. The penises. Bad news.
Bad news.
Oh, live every day trying to make your penis shorter. And you'll love the results. You know why? Because number one, you're sick of all that. You're sick of all the complaining you get from your beautiful wife about how gigantic you are.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And your husband is like, oh, I can barely sit. For my Zoom meetings, you're so gargantuan. And so you'll go like, oh, you bet yourself, Herbert. I'm going to get out there. I'm going to shrink it up real nice and big right on time for our anniversary, which is on St. Patrick's Day, the most brutal anniversary date. Holden McNeil, congrats. It's your date. The most
Holden
brutal.
Holden got married on St. Patty's Day?
Yeah, dry wedding. You remember? It's because it was in a dry county.
Oh, my God.
It was really intense.
Right.
And so make sure you go out there and you're going to laugh your way to the bank while you're working out. Hiking that penis back up to your balls. Because that's my main thing is that, the penis is getting bigger. That's my. What's happening to the balls?
What's happening to the balls? That's your next book, and I can't wait for that. What's happening to the balls?
What's happening to the balls? Because I actually went, my doctor actually told me that I had smaller balls.
And then we have another friend who has massive nuts.
Yeah, this is great.
That's great. But anyway, be careful when you get married because you have to do that anniversary every year. So don't get married on like SantaCon. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. You're going
to
be mad.
But a Comic-Con marriage. Oh, then you can make it. You can go to San Diego every year.
That would be incredible. Honestly, you get married by like some. Who'd you? What superhero would you get married by?
I want to get married by Jason. Jason Voorhees.
That's cool.
Yeah, he wouldn't talk.
Yeah.
I guess.
That's fine, though. You could just, actually, you just point at the thing and then you read the thing that he says.
Maybe Jason could be my usher, but Freddie, he would be funny with it.
Oh, yeah.
Freddie would be good.
Well, he'd be like, you ready to get married, bitch?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, oh, Freddie.
He said it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We'll be at WonderCon.
We'll be at WonderCon March 21st. Also, check out, we have a live classy night out at the Pack Theater March 8th. And then we'll be doing a live,
side stories
to wrap up to help me promote a little project I'm working on called Disaster Man that you can go to Get It Made LA and you could see it's at the Fine Arts Theater in Beverly Hills. You'll see us doing some yucks.
That's in April, right?
That's in April 8th. That's April 8th. And this is it. I think that's all the announcements
that's
I got.
That's
all I have for now. Yeah.
Yes. Thank you all so much for listening.
Check out the YPF. We're doing Your Pretty Face is Going to Hell stream March 2nd to 4 p.m. to 6 p.m.
You don't have to rush it.
PSC. I'm just trying to get in there.
Thanks for the serious shows.
Yeah, Mondays and Tuesdays.
Books? Want to mention books?
Well, we got Operation Sunshine coming out. It's going to be in October. It's going to come out. Yeah. There's a lot going on.
Thank you all so much for listening. Hail yourselves.
Go make your penis smaller, for fuck's sake. Holy shit.
Magoostalation.
Look how disgustingly big your penis is.
Magoostalation.
Unbelievable you show up in my home with that.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors, you can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.